This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to send a big thank you to CBS Sports Network for sending me my birthday breakfast. Very nice of the guys over there, Stephen. Outstanding. I do appreciate it. How you doing, Booms?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, happy birthday, Jerry.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Is Stephen Waldron, are you there? From CBS Sports, Stephen.
Stephen, thank you very much. How you doing, man?
Very thoughtful of you guys over there, Stephen.
Yeah, I got to give credit to Sean Kennedy for reminding me that it's your birthday. I don't even know how he knew it was.
You know what's amazing? This is what happened this morning. I got in here this morning. Jerry comes in my office. He goes, hey, my friends over at Zucker Bagels want to send over a whole spread, you know, in honor of the tournament starting and everything else. I don't think they knew that it was your birthday, did they?
No, not at all. I think it was about the big week in sports, and they would like to send something over. We order from them all the time.
And we thought that was wonderful because I love Zucker's, I love their locks. Their locks is amazing. So, Al,
we got locks.
What's that?
We made sure we got locks for you.
Oh, you did? Huh?
Well, you might want to rethink that.
Yeah, I don't
one.
Think so. So the bag comes. The bag comes, and Al opens it up, and he tells me that he has this conversation with you about Zucker's, because I thought this was the Zucker's that Jerry was talking to me about, but this was completely different. This was totally away from what you were doing.
Correct.
This was CBS Sports trying to do something nice for you and your birthday, which is wonderful.
I appreciate it, guys.
And Al says to me, he goes, yeah, Stephen even said, you know, we got to make sure we get Boomer some locks. So Al's unpacking all the stuff, and I'm like, where's the locks? There's no locks. There was no lock, Stephen.
All right, we'll look into that. I mean, I told Al yesterday we got to make sure, like you said, we got to make sure we get Boomer locks.
Yeah, and then I talked it up to Boomer. I said,
yeah,
I got all
jacked up for it. And of course,
that was the mistake that would have just said breakfast this year. The breakfast sandwiches were great. There's bagels out there. Everyone would have been happy. Al set the the expectation that your locks were in the bag.
I thought it was going to be there, and I always look forward to that when we get Zucker's, but now it didn't come. And Al, you have the receipt over there?
I do. It's not on the receipt, so they didn't forget to put the locks. Well, they didn't forget to put it on the receipt.
Oh, I see. So somebody didn't order it.
Or the order didn't get, something happened.
Have you ever had...
Wait a minute, hold on for a second. So, Stephen, who did the ordering?
I'm not going to name any names.
What do you mean? Did you send it down the flagpole? You didn't you didn't handle this one yourself?
No.
Well, you should really just kind of
our guy Chris did.
Oh, Chris did.
What happened to not giving up any names?
Yes. And by the way, Al,
he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Oh,
and I'd like to thank him for my
breakfast.
Who's
now under the bus?
Guess what? He's not thorough enough. Get rid of him.
No, we're not getting rid of him.
You got to follow through on everything.
Have you ever had the experience yet when Boomer glares at you in disgust, Chris?
Of course I have. Yeah.
Wade looked at Al.
I didn't want to get mad at Al.
And Al said there wasn't.
By the way, as soon as I was looking at Al that way, he goes, well, you know, it's not me. It's Stephen Waldron. And now Stephen Waldron's telling me it's some guy named Chris.
Yeah, not me.
We know Chris. Chris is very good at what he does.
I don't know Chris.
Yes,
know
you
Chris.
Might not. We do. And he does very good work.
By the way, how much is on the receipt? How much do they spend on Jerry's birthday?
Let me take a look. With tax, $74.72.
Wow. That's a lot of money. So thank you. Again, I appreciate. Some might not. I appreciate.
How about the tip for the delivery guy?
I hope they included that.
Oh, boy.
Probably not. Chris didn't do that. There's no way. If he forgot the salmon, then he does not. He's not tipping the guy.
Wait a second. You don't think they included the tip?
What I'm saying is I didn't tack on a tip because I assumed when at the delivery they do.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And Al hates tipping people anyway.
No, it's you hate tipping everybody.
But if it doesn't say it on the receipt, it may not have happened. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if they ordered through an app, it probably would have gone through that. And it wouldn't have been on the receipt.
All right, so Stephen from CBS Sports Network, have you spoken to Chris yet?
3 seconds ago.
Yeah, he's here with us.
What's that?
He's here with us.
Yeah, what's he say? What's his explanation?
I'll talk to him during the break.
Okay. All right, we'll get an update, just like we need an update from you, CeeLo.
Yep, brought to you by Dr. Jay Shah at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Jerry, you talked about noises Al has made on air over the years. This was less a noise, but certainly an unexpected contribution to the Boomer and Carton program back in the day.
You know, when you get ready for the big playoffs, I don't care what the sport is, you try to hit the button. Please hit the button right now. Thank you.
Turned on his mic accidentally. Dropped an F-bomb.
Al did?
He did.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You know it's tough to throw Craig off his game on air, but Al definitely startled him there as he tried to regain control.
You try to avoid saying something that'll get you in trouble. Kind of like Al Dukes just there, okay?
Right.
Right, Boomer chimes in with those. Right.
Right, yes.
Now, you also had the breakdown of words you don't want to say to women to set them off. And you played Craig almost using the C word on the air, right? Taking a call from a woman, he ended up going with Cookie in the moment, which was good. Uh-huh. This one kind of just subtly slipped out.
I want to pick with you, Craig.
All right, sweetie, go right ahead.
So that was interesting. And lastly, before we move on, you talk about weird noises heard on this program. You want to take a stab at who that is?
Him.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Me? Is that me?
That's you.
That's me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That one too.
That sounds like me. Play it one more time.
The first one? Would you like the full context, Jerry? It's only 8 seconds.
Sure.
Never a good thing when you got to read something and worry about nuts down my throat. You imagine? I thought for sure that was you.
It sounded like me, too. I thought it was me as well.
Wow. Well, for a long time, Al and I were doing the read for nuts.com. Remember that?
That's probably what that was.
It could have been.
Yeah.
And I remember discussing you never want to be nuts on air. Mm. Or popcorn.
Al eats nuts on air.
I do. I eat nuts every day.
You're just eating nuts in the break there.
Right, but he also doesn't have the expectation to talk all hour. He can eat his nuts and keep the mic off.
Well, for real.
Hoarding nuts. Yeah. Popcorn is a tough one, too. If that kernel slides down your throat, you can remember Kevin Harlan. That happened to him this year where he couldn't get the words out during an NFL game. Oh, it might have been an NBA game. I forget.
Why would you be eating popcorn in the middle of doing a broadcast?
I have done it. It's not smart.
No.
And I did it at Purdue this year.
And by the way, you know, so good news is that what's his name? We got sick at the Knick game the other night.
Tracy Morgan.
I'm sorry. Tracy Morgan is healthy. He's fine. He sent out a picture from the hospital. Now, he said that he had food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm with Al. I'm not buying it.
Really? So I want to know,
where did
he eat? Did he eat something at the Garden?
Well, I told that. I think he's covering for the Garden. He doesn't want to throw the Garden under the bus, kind of like Steven just threw Chris from CBS Sports Network.
Doesn't want to concern people. That you saw Steven Spielberg's daughter was like right next to him. I don't know if you know that.
I mean, Trace, you can't, like, if you had the norovirus, that would be a better explanation than food poisoning.
Well, food poisoning can come up pretty quickly, in fairness. It can. Same way the norovirus can.
It comes up, and then that's
he had there that he ate there.
I guess. I don't know.
If he's a celebrity, then he goes up to floor seven, I think it is, or whatever. There's a nice, you know, they got a nice spread up there. Yeah. Is that where he got sick?
Maybe. That's why maybe he didn't want to reveal where it came from.
You know? I guess.
Or he went to
know.
A nice restaurant pregame.
Well, it comes on quickly. Now, this happened in the third quarter.
Right, but even when you have the neurovirus, so you can feel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
At halftime, he's up there, you know, hobnobbing with the other celebrities. Something's not jiving.
Something's fishy.
Or maybe he ate something fishy.
I do think, though, in the aftermath of him telling us it's food poisoning, I don't buy that. One witness who said that there was blood on that towel. I don't think that was blood.
Really. Oh, you think it was the coloring of the
towel?
Like
a logo
you might be right.
He's got food poisoning. He's not coughing up blood.
Yeah, but that would be the last thing I'd want to hear if I were the Gordon.
Well, of course. That's why you'd want to hear it. You don't want to hear it's neurovirus, but you don't want to think it's anything that happened from their food in their building. You mentioned something's fishy. I did too. And then when I go on these trips with Rutgers and you're somewhere like the Midwest and they have great dinners for us, most times they will include salmon. How far is that salmon travel? Like, if you're on the coast, I understand. No. I think you understand what I'm saying. Like, how fresh can that be?
Because if you're on the same salmon that we have here, unless of course it's Citarella fresh salmon that they bring in daily at the fish market. But
how about that sockeye salmon?
Yeah, you like that?
Have not bought sockeye salmon in quite a while. Although every time I see it, I'm always reminded of the unfortunate incident that I did have.
Yeah.
It's true, as people also remind me. Here are the two things that I will still get in my Twitter feed constantly. People at the supermarket that think it's hilarious that a supermarket sells sockeye salmon.
One less with sockeye semen.
and you have any idea how many people tweeted me the golf hole at TPC Sawgrass this week?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You better not play that hole. You'll take it in the face again.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah, thanks,
all
Jackass.
Over me about that, just like and, they're all over me about the barnacles.
And then there's one video. That's never going to end.
Yeah.
Then there's the one video of the golfer that's in his backyard where he hits the piece of plywood and it comes right back at his face.
Yeah.
You know how many times that's been sent to me? And people find it like it's new. I've seen this 4 million times,
thank
guys.
Thank this guy for that.
Yeah.
He likes to bring that up a lot.
To Jerry's credit, that morning when he came in, and it looked like he had been in a car accident. He then explained what happened, and he wanted to get out in front of it.
I could have said I fell, or I got punched, or
exactly.
But it was
get out
what it was.
In front of it as if someone was going to reveal.
Oh, hold on a second. If I would have come in,
yeah,
and let's say I said I got into a fight, or whatever, the lamp fell and hit me in the face, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't think the guys from the golf course wouldn't call up and rat me out?
How many were there that were witnesses?
There were four or five guys all in right. the course,
yeah,
remember, they took me out in an ambulance.
True.
They wouldn't let me go back out and play with a Band-Aid.
Here's a question that I have for you. Did anybody, while you were going through that, say, oh, man, Boomer and Gio are going to kill you?
I don't remember, but possibly.
Oh, you had a concussion on top of it?
I don't remember what everybody said. The first few people when I went in, and when the towel was drenched in blood.
See, that was really blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were very nice. What they said as I was being taken out to the... I don't know. I'm sure somebody said something snarky. How would you not? I just hit myself in the face on the golf course.
In front of your kids and your father on Father's Day.
God,
if you would have taken it all the way and died, that would have been amazing.
Wow. Well, you suck. Like, really. That's rude.
Well, why do you have it? I don't know why I'm talking on the air, Al.